Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of commanding those in authority to be kind to their subjects, to give them good advice and to be compassionate towards them, and forbidding those in authority from deceiving them, being harsh to them, in other words, being harsh to the subjects, deceiving their subjects, and neglecting the best interest and being unmindful of their subjects and their needs. In other words, those people that have been given authority, they need to be careful that they are kind to those that are below them, those that are under them. They have to go out of their way to act in their interest, be mindful of them without being harsh towards them. So today's hadith, an Aid ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, annahu dakhala ala Ubaidillah ibn Ziyadin, faqala lahu ay bunay, inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, إن شر الرعاء الحطمة فإياك أن تكون منهم متفق عليه. حضرت عائز بن عمرو رضي الله عنه narrates that he went to Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad and he said to him, O my son, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the worst of rulers are those who are harsh upon their subjects, so be careful that you are not from amongst them. حضرت عائز بن عمرو رضي الله عنه was a Sahabi who had taken Bay'at to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, famously known as Bay'at al-Ridwan. The Sahaba took pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was a very, very famous occasion, incident in the history of Islam. So he was one of those Sahaba who had taken Bay'at to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was residing in Basra, and 8 ahadith are quoted from him, Hazrat Aiz ibn Amr radiallahu anhu. So he passed away in this time of Ubaidullah bin Ziyad. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad was a tyrant, was a oppressive ruler. So look at this Sahabi, Hazrat Aiz ibn Amr radiallahu anhu. We did this hadith previously, it had come. And in that hadith, the one we did previously, had a little bit extra details that when he went to him, as here we're talking about commanding those in authority to be kind to their subjects. So this Sahabi, he went up to this oppressive leader and he told him that, oh my son, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the worst of rulers are those who are harsh upon the subjects. They were not frightened, Sahaba were not frightened people. When it came to speaking the truth, they would speak. The dear was, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, and he addresses him, Ya Bunaya, oh my son. In other words, he was younger than him. I'm addressing you, that don't be from these people who are harsh to their subjects. In that other riwayat, it came that he replied to the Sahabi, and he tells him that you are nothing but the nukhala of Sahaba. Nukhala means the chaff. You know, when you're sifting flour, then what is remains is like not the refined, that leftover, less value, nothing of importance. So he addresses him like this, Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, he addresses this Sahabi, Aid ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, and he tells him that you are nothing but the chaff of Sahaba, the leftover. Imagine what a thing to tell a Sahabi, who was a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at what a beautiful reply the Sahabi gave. He says that, I didn't know that you get chaff amongst Sahaba. I didn't know you get chaff amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chaff is those that come after them and those besides them. But every Sahabi was beautiful. Every Sahabi was of high quality. There was no such thing as chaff amongst Sahaba. So he corrected him in that also by telling him that, I didn't even know that you get chaff amongst Sahaba. So anyway, he's addressing this Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad was the son of Ziyad. Ziyad was the son of Abu Sufyan ibn Harb. Initially, Abu Sufyan ibn Harb did not make it known that Ziyad was his son. So because it was not known that Ziyad, and he did not claim Ziyad to be his son, so Ziyad was known as Ziyad ibn Abihi, Ziyad the son of his father. Normally in the Arabic lineage, a person's name will be the son, for example, Muhammad ibn Yusuf, Muhammad the son of Yusuf. Here he was known as Ziyad ibn Abihi, Ziyad the son of his father. In other words, his lineage was not known. Later, then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he announced that this Ziyad is my brother. He is the son of Abu Sufyan, and his mother is Sumayya. Anyway, so this is the Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad that is being referred to in this hadith. But what is important to note is that Sahaba, that despite a ruler being a tyrant and being harsh and being so difficult, when the Sahaba needed to speak the truth, they won't fear. They'll be fearless in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. What needs to be said, needs to be said. We don't fear anybody else. لا نخاف إلا الله. We do not fear anybody else. ولا نخاف لومة لائم. We do not fear the criticizing of the criticizers. What is right, even if it means me going up to the leader and telling him that this is what I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. And then Nabi alayhi sallam, and so nicely he told him that be careful that you are not from amongst them. In other words, this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about those people that are the harsh rulers. The worst of the rulers are those who are harsh upon the subject. So you be careful that you are not from amongst them. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq that when it comes to speaking what is right, we are able to speak what is right. This attitude of all the time, I don't want to upset anyone, no one will get upset, we mustn't speak what is right, we must only speak what is nice. That is not the style of Sahaba. When something was wrong, they said it. Obviously it has to be said in a palatable way, in a way that is productive. Sometimes it would need a stricter way, sometimes it would need a less stricter way, but the truth has to be spoken and said at all times. Otherwise, how will people ever come to know what is right and what is wrong? May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being able to bring the practices of the Sahaba in our lives and the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious also in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.